India's geographic setting. Stretching south from the Himalayas, the kite-shaped land of India juts out from Asia into the Indian Ocean. Geographers refer to India as a subcontinent, or a large landmass that juts out from a continent. For centuries, geography limited the contact the people of the Indian subcontinent had with the rest of the world. The Himalaya and the Hindu Kush mountain ranges separate India from the rest of Asia. The Bay of Bengal, the Indian Ocean, and the Arabian Sea limit contact with lands to the east and west. These mountains and waters have been a major influence on the history and culture of the land. A climate of monsoons. India's climate is dominated by the monsoons, strong winds that blow across the region at certain times of the year. From October to May, the winter monsoon blows from the northeast, spreading dry air across the country. Then, in the middle of June, the wind blows in from the Indian Ocean. This summer monsoon picks up moisture from the ocean. It carries rains that drench the plains and river valleys daily. The people of India depend on summer monsoons to provide life-giving rain. If the monsoon is late or weak, crops die, causing famine. If it brings too much rain, overflowing rivers may cause deadly floods. Barriers and pathways. Although the mountains separate India from other lands, they do have openings. For thousands of years, passes through the Hindu Kush mountain range have served as highways for migration and invasion. The earliest people of northern India probably entered the Indus River Valley through these pathways. Great rivers begin in the mountains. The Indus River crosses the Himalayas and empties into the Arabian Sea. The Ganges River flows from the Himalayas into the Bay of Bengal. Fed by melting snow and rain, the Indus and Ganges rivers cut through the mountains. They flow across northern India and make farming possible in the river valleys. Reading check. How do winter monsoons differ from summer monsoons?